Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, folks. We're about to get into a very, very good episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Before you do so, please do us a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. We're going to pick a random winner from the comments. We've done it before the last couple weeks for a Breezy Box. We're going to have our production send out a Breezy Box. They're going to pick a random winner. You have to like, you have to be subscribed and comment. Without further ado, let's get into the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Go win yourself that Breezy Box. For those listening right now, we are filming during the U.S. Open. We'll not be looking. It is what it is. But I had Sam Burns to win
US
it all.
U.S. Open. You mean the Open.
He said the Open.
I said the Open.
I'm sorry. That's on me. Hands up. I thought you said U.S. Open.
Maybe. I didn't think I did. Yeah, Sam Burns to win it all. What easy guy to like, dude. When he had that press conference about his dad on Father's Day, how special it would have been. He was crying. Friend of the program. He actually busted Cutsy's balls at a Callaway shoot for taking all the balls. Remember that, Cutsy, that video I have?
No.
Yeah, there's like a video I have of you like taking all the balls in Callaway when really, in reality, I was the one just fucking
screaming. I was getting them for Bob. I was getting huge amounts. Bob's like, Cuts, go get me some of those balls. So I'm getting them into Sam's like, gonna leave some balls for the rest of us. It's just
well, I took the ball baggie home. I took you weren't supposed to take it home. I bought it, but yeah, I used to
like
come
300
home.
300 balls in there.
D, Mikey, does the D look a little thinner to you?
Yeah, I told him he. I whoa. What when you put I up the Arby's when he put up the Arby's thinner. Video in the tailgate? I said to him, "You look good." I literally are messaged him saying, "You look good."
Are you grinding out there, B?
No, definitely not. I've worked out a few times, but I'm not like grinding.
I think you look thin. Could be the haircut. Did you get it? Did you get a beard trim?
Yeah, you know it's crazy. I was outside. This is a crazy story. I was outside of the Home Run Derby, finished up with Arby's. I'm walking down. I was getting ready to go back, and all of a sudden, I hear Cold Cuts, and I look over. This really nice guy named Pete comes up. He goes, "How's it going?" I start talking to him. It was like 9 o'clock at night, by the way. He goes, "Would you like a haircut?"
Come on, dude.
Come on.
I'm not making this up. I swear.
No. I'm not saying you are, but the fact that you obviously accepted it is fucking
it
insane.
It is crazy,
to me.
Dude.
So he says, "Would you like a haircut?" Now I was in dire need of a haircut. I needed a haircut terribly. I was waiting to go back to Vancouver because that's where
Canadian Barber of the Year.
Yeah. Farhad is out there. And so I was going to wait to see him. I was going to actually message him like to try to plan. But it's a pain in the ass because I got to go downtown. And so the guy's like, "Would you like a haircut?" I'm like, "Haircut? It's 9 o'clock at night." He's like, "Yeah, we could get you one right now." They had this thing. It was like a Sprinter Mercedes van. And this guy and the barber started a nonprofit organization where they do haircuts for like the veterans, for like ex-military, for homeless, for all these people. And they don't charge anything, free haircuts. So I needed one. I was like, okay. So I go in there, the guy brings me in. He's like, "Do you mind just shouting us out? We get you a nice haircut." Dude, this guy went in, they had the Home Run Derby playing. So I'm sitting there watching the Home Run Derby. I had Junior Caminero, by the way, the guy flopped out. And then the guy gives me a beard trim, a whole hair. Like I walked out of there like $1 million, dude. It was unbelievable, and it was a good cause.
Did you have to tell the Arby's guys, like, "Hey, I'm going to run out and get a haircut real quick"?
I was done for the day.
His obligations were fulfilled, Bob.
I will say I do got a shout-out. Cornelius Closets has been an HQ. This guy is an asset.
He is an asset, dude. There's no question.
I gave Joe a hard time. I think Cornelius has been terrific.
We got Cornelius Closets. Now we got Cornelius Clippers found at the Home Run Derby there. Now, Joe, did you check any credentials, anything before you just believed this guy's story?
So scary to me.
I would have at least been like, let me see the page,
they
just to be like,
no, they had a pamphlet. They were legit. It was called like Oh my God, something boxed. I forget what it's called. Shit, that's bad on me.
I have seen viral videos on like Instagram and stuff like that of the guys that do the home the haircuts for like displaced people. You know, people it's without. Like, I don't know if you could say homeless anymore. I think that nomenclature has been canceled.
I think you can say homeless.
I don't think you can. I think it's been canceled. I think you have to say the. I'm telling you. I think they're called the displaced now. I think you refer to them as the displaced.
With all due respect, Ojo, you're not necessarily the voice. Of reason on what is
well, and what are you gonna have the homeless community coming at you
no
with
I know I'm just saying that, because that you're not
you
necessarily...
the wrong terminology
no I just I again just to go back I have seen guys do that and they'll give like a guy on the street a haircut and it's actually it's amazing like what they do in that regard to do that but this obviously to do it for the veterans and everything is one thing that's tremendous but They had a station there, or were they just doing it for everybody, like just going up to random people? Yeah. And that's good.
The guy brought me to the front of the line too. It was great. It was awesome.
I mean, it's charity. And
you think Joe's waiting behind some poor purple heart that just came back from my?
That's ridiculous, man. That is so. You want
I'm
to
fucking
with.
I'm fine. That's not Joe. That's not your fault. That's the guy. The guy wants to cut you to cut the line. That's his prerogative.
To be honest, I just said I was like, when I saw there was a couple people waiting, I was like, listen, I really appreciate it, but I got to get home. I had a flight at 5:30 in the morning.
I thought he was going to say, I appreciate it, but let these guys go ahead.
I just said, I appreciate it, but I actually probably got to get running. That's what I said. And he's like, no. And then there was a guy who had been waiting. He skipped the line. I didn't say anything. The guy didn't seem to have an issue with it. If he would have been upset, I would have been.
Let me tell you something. When a guy with a mane like that goes in front of you at the barber and a beard, you might as well just fucking. You might as well just reschedule your appointment because that's going to take some time. That's going to take some time.
People would have saw me and said, "You know what? Let him. Let that."
Yeah, same with me. They would have been like, "Yeah, what's the worst that could happen? Go right ahead, fucking yeah. You'll be done in 5 minutes. Go ahead. That's the only thing when I go to the barber." I've been going to the same barber for 19 years, I want to say. So, and now, I mean, I just go to for him to do the beard. I don't even, you know, he'll shave my head once in a while if he sees it's like got stubble on it. But other than that, just the beard. But it's always like, you know, I'm always the guy waiting. Nobody's ever waiting for me. Ever.
By the way, with the beard, you have, I feel like people are like, oh, if you just buy the actual thing, you can do it yourself.
Bullshit. Not as good as the barber. Not as good as the barber.
100%. When you ask for a tapered beard fade, like, it's so much different. Like, I'm not capable of doing that. Like, they do hundreds of these things. No. So, like, people are like, oh, you should just save yourself some money, buy one of these, you know, razors or something. I have never had one where I felt comfortable that
they
I could
shave
get the
you
same.
With the they shave you with the straight edge hot yes. towel. You don't get those kind of lines, and you don't get where they do like a 3 to a 2 to a 1 yes. to a 0. I can't do that shit.
That's a taper.
I can't do
that
shit.
I
bring
won't
it
be
down.
Honest though. Granted, I come in and I ask for a lot of times like the cut, the haircut, as well as the beard trim.
Yeah,
I'm in there for a long time.
Yeah. How is that possible?
Every time I go in, I'm in there for a while, man. We're talking 45 minutes to an hour.
Well,
you
got to be in there that long, Joe, with your hair and the beard. No,
I but never do the same at the same. I always do the beard. Just I'll do the beard. Like, to be honest, with my hair being long now, I cut it maybe once every 3 months, three, four months.
That's unbelievable, bro. That's unbelievable. I cut my hair. Do you know what I would do just to get a haircut again? Just to like have a haircut?
I know, man. People say to me, they're like, you should grow it out. But that stage of, you know, that in-betweener stage is a really tough stage for me.
Two. It's terrible. You got to wear a hat everywhere.
Yeah, but Petey, with that set, man, that is
but
that
it doesn't
is the number
matter about
one.
The set. There's like there's an in between stage between long and short where it just looks terrible. It's just like it's just a mess. It doesn't matter how much hair you have; it still looks bad.
Yeah, you know? I've gotten into some weird places for sure. With
what is the Dower play happening? Is there something on the books?
Actually, I'm happy you asked. Dower's on the books. Dower's on the books. Yeah, we had to go really far out. He wanted to get it done sooner.
Christmas Eve.
Happy Halloween, Doc.
Happy Halloween. Dower's in now. Really excited about that. One last dance.
Winter? What? Like,
I think it's October, maybe September.
Oh, Mike, he was on the money.
Yeah, no, I think it's October.
Bob told me. I think October.
Yeah, so it's, it just feels good to have something on the books. But I'm running out of donor hair. There's only so much he can do left, so this is my last dance.
What do you mean you're running out of donor hair?
There's only I've been shopped so much in the back that they can only take so much from the back anymore. He's got nothing left to work with.
Guy sounds like he's got battle scars, man. I've been shot down so many times in the back. You'd think he'd been
just getting shot at. You saw the Bosley bang job. The Bosley bang job. So
there's one photo, which, by the way, I will say I never really bang Bob on stories, but there's one photo. I call him Bobby Adidas, Mikey, and it's right after he had gotten his procedure. And there's three different layers. There's like straight bald and a little more. Mikey. And then I called him the three. He was like, look, I was like, yo, you look like.
Look like this sideways. just
like that in the back of his head. Yeah, you know, knowing Bob, if I posted it, he would find a way to get sponsored by Adidas. The three stripes in the back of the head. Yeah. He'd end up becoming like, you know, the poster boy for Adidas.
But, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. You know,
is that a New York Red Bulls jersey? Is that what that is?
Yeah,
you look,
Mikey, you look like Trinity Rodman. Like you, who? Where did you get the Red Bulls? Trinity Rodman. I always see her wearing them. I'm a big Trinity Rodman guy.
Yeah, I mean they're right. They're 10 minutes down the road. I've taken Dom to a couple games now. They're good. Good people. The Red Bulls. Good organization. They take care of me. Yeah, they're good. Well,
nice little vacay there, Mikey. That was you didn't really build up that vacay like you were going. You were a little more subtle about it. And then next thing you know, it really looked like a solid, solid vacation.
We had great meals almost every night. You know, they have some terrific restaurants down there that we like to go to. But, you know, every year now, it's like the kids are at that age where it's like to watch.
You got to be exhausted.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Can I? You know what I see, Mikey?
Yeah.
How do you plan it with that many families? It's like you have 10 different families.
That's crazy. So that's come every year, Bob. Every year.
That's what it is. We all book the same week every year. So we know we all book that same week. And when you do, you're in the same like complex. Like it's like a whole grounds. And like we go to the same spot on the beach every day. But once the beach is over, we don't see each other. Like maybe we'll run into each other in town, crossing paths at a reservation. We used to all go out to dinner together, all the people my age and the parents of all the women. But now with the kids, it's impossible because you'd have to get a reservation for like 50 people every night.
Reservations have to be a nightmare.
They're impossible. So it's just every family just does their own thing now. So, and you really, honestly, the beach is like from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And that's when you see everybody and that's it. And then
we got to get the D-man home. It feels like the D-man's been gone for fucking months, man. We need him back.
How is Vancouver this time of year, Joseph? Looks very lovely.
It's amazing. It's what I'll be. Well, you came for my wedding. You saw how nice it was in the summertime. It's beautiful. This is if I could, I would love to be here just in the summers. It's so nice, man. The air's crisp. It's light out till like 9-10 o'clock at night. It's just wonderful, man. Now, I've gotten used to the Florida heat, but I'm going to go back there now after being here. I'm going to be sweating my balls off, man. It's got to be really hot, no, Bob?
Yeah, we went out to dinner the other night, and they sat us outside. We went to Utiki. And like we didn't even have a fan over us. We were having a good time, and then like 30 minutes into it, I was dripping into your fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Part of my buy or sell this week, Bob. Very interesting. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just had a birthday party for Luca, which was nice. You did looked like awesome. A Masters theme.
Yeah, looked awesome.
Nicole set everything up. People were coming up to me and great party. I was like, listen, I helped set up, but like she organized and orchestrated a ball pit. They had a face painter and balloons. They had, you know, like, I mean, the works. Nicole, when she puts her mind to something, man, it's pretty unbelievable. And Luca was wearing a green jacket. They have these things now. Have you heard of these things, Mikey? These smash cakes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Just designed for the baby to eat, to beat the shit out of the cake. The
cake in and he's putting his face in it. And it's
well, it's like those catch cakes.
What's that?
Remember at Catch, we used to eat just those cakes or the dessert where you just smash it and it comes out like lava.
Yeah, those are fun, man. Yeah. Those are really fun.
Sorry, Petey, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so we had a good time. Vancouver's been a lot of fun, but like, I feel like I've been running around, like to Mikey's point, when you're traveling with the family too, it's like there's so much going on. And like whenever I come home, like, you know, like family, friends, everybody wants to see you. So you end up doing something like every day. It's nonstop. Then you get home, it's almost like you feel exhausted from your trip, which is supposed to be like a getaway, but I guess that's just it's how not, it gets now.
There's no getaways with children. It just doesn't exist. There is no vacation with children. There's no, like, there's memories. It's, to me, a vacation is like, are you want to talk about like a trip for memories, or do you want to talk about like a relaxing, like when me and Holly came down to Jupiter for the one weekend, that was much more of a vacation, I would call it, even though, albeit it was like 48 hours than what this week was, because it's just nonstop chasing. It's just nonstop chasing. I mean, by the end of the week, I would say I made it through half the week pretty good with regimen and trying to get to the gym and diet and stuff. And then once golf happened in the middle of the week, everything just, it was like, I was like tapping out. I was like, I just got to take a couple days and just forget about everything because this is just too much for me to handle. And then packing up to come home, bro, packing the roof rack and packing, bro, it was so much, so much.
Yeah, I'm already having anxiety about flying back to Florida, man. Like, I'm already thinking about it.
Well,
like,
you got the dog too, dude. The dog is like a whole nother curveball.
I was carrying him through the airport because his leg's bad now. I was like, Nicole had Luca on the carrier on her chest, and she had like the bags. I had a stroller over my freaking thing. I was carrying the dog. I had the dog's lived a great life. He's lived a great life.
He has, but it's tough to watch him these days with the breathing and the walking is tough, dude.
Well, the breathing, I think the breed always does that, but the walking is tough. I mean, he's turning 13. It's you know. Lived a good life.
He's up there.
He's still living though. The life's not done.
Yeah, he's in the trials.
Still going. Still going.
I hate as I'm getting old now. I'm getting like kind of soft in like the emotional side. seeing aging of like animals or people. I look at my parents, man. My parents are getting older. It's really tough. Like it's like, you know, and you think about like, you know, what Mikey in 10 years we're 50 up and parents are going to be, you know, turning 75, 8. Like, it's just like, it's kind of crazy, man. Makes you think about things like you got to be present. You got to enjoy the moment. You got to be like,
I mean, my father's going to be 80 in 2 years. That's fucking crazy, bro. Like that's
wild.
Yeah,
man.
It's wild. It's wild.
Sometimes you got to sit back and you got to
talk
life.
About what it is. I mean, you know, everything dies, you know, everything is on tough, one path. Everything is on one path, and that's the path to death. That being said, Bob's got an ad read for it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Bob.
tough time, I guess. Brilliant Up Show is brought to you by Prize Picks. New promo actually coming out. We kept talking about the $5 for $50.
Let's go.
Now promo code BDS. Bet your first $5. If that lineup hits, we ain't doing 50, boys. We're doing $150 in free play. So use promo code BDS. We've been talking about it a lot in regards to the Home of One stream. That's getting closer and closer next week, which is going to be really exciting. Mikey V is going to be down there for that. I have confirmed there will be a bathroom. There's a lot of talking whether
Thank
or not.
Thank God,
be a bathroom.
Man. Thank God.
Now, I did have a couple people reach out who have porta potty businesses. I just had that in the back. Just in
by
case.
The way, I wouldn't even put it by Cornelius to see if he could do some stuff in there too. The guy's a jack of all trades.
Yeah, he's a handyman. He's a handyman.
He is a true handyman. But that bathroom needs some love. It looks like it got caught up in the dust bowl of Frito. It's just
bathroom's got a lot. That bathroom's got a lot of character to it. I'm gonna say
it's
this
one of the worst.
The first time we ever went into Bob HQ, I guess, for the March Madness stream, the first thing I did coming off that airplane, I had to take a shit so bad. I went right in that bathroom. Dude, it was like it was like shitting in a Turkish prison.
You were better off going in a plane.
Yeah, but Bob, I couldn't do it. The quarters are so tight in the forget the plane. I could never shit on a plane. I don't think I could ever physically shit on a plane. Huh?
What if you're about to shit in your pants?
I would have no choice, but like the concern wouldn't be about shitting, the action of shitting. The concern would be how am I turning to wipe? Like how am I maneuvering to wipe the way it needs to be wiped? And, you know, that would be my concern. That would be my main concern.
There's tall guys who've used those bathrooms before, I'm sure.
Yeah, like not I would say that like no tall person, like when I say tall, very tall person is willingly like like saying like, oh, you know, I feel like maybe I could take a shit. Let me go sit down in the airplane toilet and see if I could go. It's got to be an emergency situation for them to take action like that, I would imagine, because it's too tight. It's
by the way, there's nothing worse. I had a flight coming back from LA where I thought I was going to shit my pants. And you got to wait till they get high enough, till they undo the seatbelt sign. And I'm holding on for dear life to the fucking, and you know, when you have those pelvic, like, it's almost like contractions, and you just got to get through. Like, it's like, okay, I got another wave coming, like, buckle up. It's almost like the male version of giving birth, and you could feel like your pelvic area like tightening.
You're talking about like the extreme shooting pains, right?
Yes. And you're holding on, and it's just like, feels like someone's kicking you in the fucking intestine. That is the worst, and I'm waiting for that fucking seatbelt sign to go up. It was horrifying. I was like, at this point, I might almost just shit myself and just get up. But I was wearing shorts, so like, what are you gonna do at that point? Like, then you can't
willingly shit yourself, bro. You can't. Well, no one's willingly shitting
themselves. I'm not saying willingly, but there is a point where everyone has been there, where you just give up. You just know that you cannot make it further, and you just have to deal with.
Let me tell you something. If you do like push yourself to the brink, though, if you push yourself to that brink with that level of uncomfortability, the second cheeks meet the seat, that is the best feeling. There's no better feeling. I don't care. You could give me anything. You could talk about orgasms. You could talk about peeing. Okay, fine. Nothing like that feeling. Nothing when you let it rip.
When after you're in that much feeling. Pain, though, Mikey, it's not almost not even satisfying. You're almost still in pain when it's coming out.
I disagree. I think I start laughing. That's how I start laughing when it happens, because all I think about is Dumb and Dumber when what's his name sits on that toilet after he gives him the X-lax. I just start laughing. That's how it feels. It's just nuts.
Bob, it's funny though. You watch Dumb and Dumber.
Bits and pieces.
Oh my god!
Yeah, bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces. Yeah. Did you see the piece where he's on the toilet? Did you see that bit or that
where
piece?
He shit all over the walls? Yeah.
Well, he didn't shit on the walls, but he took like the hand towel and tried to flush it down the toilet, clogged the toilet, couldn't fucking. Yeah.
You know what I watched? I'm on this Christopher Nolan kick where I want to watch that movie that's out.
Odyssey.
Yeah, I watched Batman Begins. I've only seen really Dark Knight, so I watched Batman Begins. I really
you never
sat
saw
there
the one with Bane? You didn't see the
that's,
one after
that's
that?
The Batman that's, Begins. That's...
No, Batman Begins is the original one with Ra's al Ghul.
I did see the one with Bane.
Batman Forever?
No,
that's the one with George Clooney. Not George Clooney, Val Kilmer. Batman Begins... the one with Heath Ledger is the Joker, obviously. Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one with Bane is Dark Knight Rises, I think.
No, I thought that's just the Dark Knight. I'll tell you, it was good.
What is it, Joe? Joe's looking
at
it.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises. That's the one with Bane. But you didn't see the original Christopher Nolan Batman is what you're saying.
No,
the
it was
one
really
before
good.
Dark Knight. Yeah, it was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, really, really yeah, it was good. Yeah. You know, last thing with the shitting, like, to me, that is hell. Like, when... My version of hell would be when you have those shooting pains, but the pains don't go away. Like, it's amazing how the body works to where, you know, you gut it out and it's like, oh my God, you're getting there. You're getting there. You know, it's going to go away. Imagine something where those pains just don't go away. That's hell to me.
That's something that frightens me about getting older. It's like something's going to get you, and hopefully it's painless, man. I want it to be painless.
I don't remember the last time I shit myself. I really don't.
Well, that's
so like,
good.
That's
positive.
I think it's been decades, dude. I don't remember. Like I've had like
I got the under on encounters. I got the under on decades.
Don't say
I got
decades.
The I got the less
don't
than on decades. On
decades.
Okay, that's crazy.
Hey, Trey, come here. There's been some episodes, you know, some episodes I've had where it's like close encounters and you have like those skid marks, but like, I'm talking about full blown, like Jerry, where he shit himself like that.
I mean,
you know, the last time I shit myself, Jet was at my house and I was going to hit balls at the driving range in LA.
Oh no.
And I remember before I left, I was like, I can shit now. I was like, I'll just wait. Like, I'm fine. I was driving there. And it hit me on the way to the range. I was like, oh, my God, like I'm in big, big trouble here. And I knew that there was no – it was the Encino range. The Woodley. I take it back.
Even worse.
Big parking lot. So I got to the light, and I think I said out loud, like, oh, my God, like I'm fucked. Like I knew it, and I had to let some of it squirt out. I'll never forget. And then I got to the parking lot.
Rip your underwear off and just toss it.
So the
like
range.
How bad was it? Like I always wonder how bad was it? Like, was there like literal like tufts of shit in your pants?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'll never forget this. And I said, you know what? Before I drive back home, the range. Don't forget about the range. I just got to go into the bathroom, throw away my shorts, clean everything up.
Yes.
And I'm going and I just put my head down and all of a sudden I hear Bob. I'm like, oh my God, no. He's like, you know, love Bob does sports or whatnot. I'm sitting there. He goes, can I get a picture?
Oh, there is a picture.
I swear to God, there is a picture out there of me.
We got to track this photo down.
Bro,
if the guy's listening, I guarantee he remembers the story, not the shitting part because he had no idea.
Pants, like
100. So he took a selfie and that was fine. Then I went, I was like, oh my God, dude, like if he saw me walk away, it would have been brutal. That was the last time I shit myself. Certainly wasn't decades ago. I mean, 3 years. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it feels like a good time since we're talking about shitting ourselves. Why don't you ask me about my butthole? Okay? Talk about a brand that knows what they're doing. We're talking about the fine folks over at Tushy, okay? Tushy happens to be a proud sponsor of today's Brilliantly Dumb Show, and better now than ever, obviously. You're talking about the number one bidets in the world, and they don't take much to install. You don't have to be a plumber to install these things. If it's not one of their e-versions, all you need is an outlet. There's no plumbing work to be done. And listen, every guy listening to this right now knows the misery of having to do the wide leg shakeover, boiling asphalt to peel your undercarriage off your thigh. Stay fresh during swamp ass season, gentlemen, with a Tushy toilet. I'm telling you, they sent me one of these things. I put
Did
it on
you
the.
Get in, one?
Oh yeah, it's in the man cave basement. It's unbelievable. Let me.
Is
tell,
it really?
Oh, bro, you
is
could
that
eat
the day.
Yes, yes. It power washes your asshole. Let me tell you something. You could eat.
I'm scared to use those. I'm scared to use them.
Let me tell you, there's nothing to be scared about. When it comes to Tushy, there's nothing to be scared about at all. It transforms your bathroom wellness for life. Okay, gut to butt to bowl. Soothe your bottom with instantly warm water that never runs cold. I'm telling you, 99% of people who wash with Tushy warm water bidets feel cleaner and fresher after going to the bathroom. I'm telling you right now, I certainly do. You could eat ice cream off my ass. That's how clean it is after. I'm telling you. It's unbelievable. Installation is simple and takes 10 minutes to complete. I have the 10 minutes. I think I installed it in less than that. And I'm not a handyman. I'm not a Cornelius. So for a limited time only, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order when you use code BRILLIANTLY at checkout. Okay. That's 10% off your first bidet order at HelloTushy.com with promo code BRILLIANTLY. And don't forget, next time you see me, to ask me about my butthole.
Hey, Joe, he had Caffone set it up. The water hit him in the ball sack.
It's actually now Caffone set it up. Now I'm using it as a water fountain for my kids. The kids are using it as a water fountain. No, but seriously, Tushy's unbelievable. There's nothing like a bidet. You could talk to me about toilet paper. You could talk to me about dude wipes, diaper wipes. The bidet is a game-changing apparatus in the house.
I'm scared that it's going to shoot up my ass and it's going to feel really weird. Like I'm
Joe,
scared.
Water.
I would think you'd be a huge
Me too.
Guy.
Me too. That's, all the time he's spent in Europe and in the schools, you would think he's his ass is set on plenty of bidets.
I used it once. I had PTSD because the thing shot up like a cannon. And
spooky a little bit. It does
I was trying to press the flush button and I hit the wrong thing. Like it was like one of those ones on the panels. And I wasn't I think when you suspect that there's gonna be a good old faithful coming up your butthole.
A geyser.
You kind of tense up, like you know that it's coming.
Sure.
When you're unsuspecting and that thing shoots up, it was like an anal probe, dude. It was horrifying.
Yeah.
So I'm still a little bit tentative to press that button.
No, press that button, dude.
Dude, I tell you, Cutsy not being a huge bidet guy.
Never would have thought that.
No, yeah. I didn't see that coming.
I want to be, but I think I'm just scared.
You would think he would be the total opposite. Be like, oh, Bob, let me tell you, the water off your cheeks is magnificent. Yeah. Tell me. Come on now.
That's like he's saying like he doesn't like Louis Vuitton. You know what I mean? It's like, dude,
oh, what are we doing here, man?
I love seeing the D-man at Luca's party where he had like that onesie, like, and then he had the coach shoes on it. And
no,
he had,
they were coach shoes.
Oh, D, they did look like the coach shoes. Were
they were Gucci,
not?
Bob. They were Gucci, I believe.
Were they Gucci?
Doesn't make it any better.
No, it may make it worse, actually, but that's fine. That's fine.
That was a nice set. That was a two-piece, like, aloe set that looked – I thought it looked good.
Oh, dude, he looked adorable, bro. Come on.
No,
I'm not talking about Luca.
Yeah. I'm talking about the D-man. The D-man. That I went, oh, come on.
I'm talking about me, too. I thought it looked good.
Oh, yeah. Mikey said that Luca looked fine. I'm like, I'm not talking about Luca.
No. Joe was saying I thought Luca looked good. I was like, yeah, of course he looks adorable. I was like, the kid looks adorable.
I was talking about myself, but that's neither here nor there.
Wait, you wore the two-piece aloe thing?
Oh, yeah, Joe did.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about the baby. I'm like, the baby looked adorable.
No, he was wearing a green jacket.
I saw the green jacket picture, but I saw the pictures before.
This is the outfit. I think it's, you know, can you see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we see it. Yeah. Oh,
look at those.
Somebody's like, are those is that made from like alpaca from like the Peruvian mountains? I was like, that's tough, man. That's tough.
Look, dude.
It's a good summer fit, Bob.
I respect the one piece.
It's not a one piece, it's two pieces. I'm not strapping on a onesie, Bob.
Yeah. I couldn't pull it off, but I respect people that can.
I think you could if it was in black. You don't wear a lot of white.
Well, because I just get food everywhere.
Like I know, but I'm saying I know you. You would wear. They have a black one. I think you'd pull it off. Maybe.
I like wearing the one the sweatshirt pants combo. Like Arby sent me a nice sweatshirt and pants combo, which I think is nice. Like a lounge that I really like to do.
Bob really likes those big T-shirts too. He's a big T-shirt guy.
Well, Aloe makes that one like oversized T-shirt. Yes. It's like a terry cloth almost.
Very nice, Bob. You gotta get in there. They got a lot of good stuff, man.
We hung out with Pulisic, and he wore one of those oversized. That you just gotta have the right build for. Like some people can just pull it off. He looked magnificent. Like I don't get what I'm looking for out of it, but I still go with it. But it can really bang a nice oversized, because then you can eat as much as you want. You don't have to worry about, you know, your gut hanging out. And
I wear the oversized shirt. It fits like a normal shirt. That's the problem. Yeah. I gotta get back to Florida, man.
We miss you.
Bob's running out of content now. He's like going through old stuff now. It's like,
I've been dry.
I think he's just searching for something right now. Like he's, you know,
wow.
Am I wrong, Bob? You've been going into the archives.
No, he's right.
He likes to dip into the archives, though. Well, he's a big archive guy.
But I like the archives backed up with fresh content. And it hasn't been very fresh, you know. All right, fellas, let's go into the buy or sell. I will start us off because, you know, we talked about the bidets. But I do think I'm back with, like, hotel stuff and whatnot and each shower. Like, it is amazing to me that till this day, like, a lot of times you go, like, I would think I'm pretty up to speed with showers and all that stuff. The hotel showers can be so confusing on how to use it. And when they have another faucet, not another faucet, but, like, another
shower head.
It if there is a second shower head or like a, you know, where they have the one where you can take
the
it
handle.
Off,
yep.
It immediately is just madness.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Brilliantly Dumb Show this week is brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. We've been telling you for the longest time, we've been partnered for the longest time with the number one rated ticketing app in existence today. Over 35 million downloads of the SeatGeek app, over 70,000 live listed events, concerts, sporting events, special events, whatever it is, SeatGeek, I guarantee, has your back. You plug in your location just like I do in here, and boom, you got all your options, sports, concerts, whatever tickles your fancy, I guarantee you'll be able to find at SeatGeek. They always protect you to let you know which event listing is the best priced by their system of a rating scale from the scale of 1 to 10. Green means good, so you're getting a good deal. Red means bad. Think of it like a traffic light. Green means go, red means stop. And of course, we have a code for you guys, as we always do. You could use code DUMB10 for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you to our friends over at SeatGeek.
Who is using the handle?
Well, yeah, I agree. You could, you know, sometimes it can hit some spots that you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Even if you're not using the bidet, maybe you got to use the handle.
Right.
Don't have the bidet option, you know what I mean?
The handle, like, especially now the hotels have those rainwater showers that come from, the waterfall. Those are so
nice. The only time I ever used a handle really was with the kids in the shower when they were little. Like, to wash the kids off, because, like, it's hard to get them to stand still in one spot underneath the shower head. So, like, you got to kind of chase them around with the handle a little bit. But, yeah, other than that, we have a handle in our one shower. I never use it. Yeah, I never use it. But we did use it all the time for the kids. All the time.
Don't you think if a second, not faucet, if a second thing gets, yeah, if that, like, if a second hand or whatever gets brought into play, it immediately turns into a little bit of chaos. You know how it'll, like, shoot out? You think it's going to come from the shower, and it just shoots and hits all over the floor?
Yeah.
It's just not simple.
My mother's place, her shower, she's got these crazy showers, and it's like a rain head, the main head, and then the handle. And it's like you have to turn the knob to which one you want to use, but you never guess the right way the first time.
I'm a big pre-shower guy, so, like, I test.
You got to test it. You have to test it. Otherwise, you're getting a wet down.
Also, depending on where you were at, sometimes the water in certain people's showers, it doesn't come out piping hot. You ever have it where you turn it on and it's cold to start and takes like a second to warm up?
Takes a second to warm up.
If you do the pre-shower routine, you get it going. By the time you go in, you never have
to. You like a piping hot shower?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I don't. I don't really? I don't like piping hot. No, I like warm. And then I actually, in the morning, I actually really like, after like the gymmers, I love to take like a colder shower.
I like ending cold.
Yes.
Yeah. Like ending cold.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's nice.
Cause also, especially
go ahead, Bob.
No, if I end on like a really hot shower, then I find myself like sweating. Like when I then go or get ready, like I like to end it cold.
I agree.
Before bed, a nice hot shower, dude, you'll never be more relaxed. You're ready just to go to sleep. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm in the minority here with that. I don't know. I like a hot shower, but. So, Bob, you turned the wrong one on, and is that what happened? Like, you fucked it up?
No, just it's always so. It's never simple. There's some that are simple. I just think once a second lever gets brought into play, it turns a little bit chaotic. Then it comes out, it shoots. I just think just to simplify it. And then it's a shower-by-shower case, too. Some of them are just so confusing with the hot and the cold. Like, it's something to me that seems to be so simple, but is not necessarily.
And then how about the
simple
pressure? That's a whole nother.
Correct. And then you get the pressure in. I just such an issue, look, man. Normally I can get it, but I do think, you know, an older person as well, that they got to, it's got to throw them, you know, fits, you know what I mean? Dude, we were at the UFC, when me and my dad were at the UFC, and this happens every time we're there. Like, on the weigh-ins, my dad goes and takes out his phone and, like, you know, to film, like, the whole thing. And he'll send his friend, like, the 9-minute video of them, like, coming out. Every time I look up and he's just not filming. So he'll just be going like this, and I just look and I just click the button to start, you know.
Also, the 9-minute video, at what point is he ever going to be like, hey, let me show you something. Someone sits down for 7 minutes.
I know.
But like, you want to show somebody something, you have a minute tops to really gain their attention. Like,
these days, I don't even think you have that. I think you have like 20 to 30 seconds. It's rough.
It's such an older, like, generation play where they'll like send their buddy like a 20-minute video. You know what I mean? It really is. So I love them for it. But yeah, that happened like 5 times.
That's hilarious, dude. Your dad had to be in his glory. Did you watch the fights last night, too?
Yeah, dude. I'll be honest. I really didn't know too many fighters on the card last night, but the Duplessis fight was awesome. What a masterclass. Did you watch it, Pete? I know you didn't, Mikey.
I was amidst the chaos of the birthday party cleanup, and then I had to leave our party that we threw for Luca to go to my in-laws had a like get together, like family party. So I didn't get to, I watched like maybe half a round, but
I owed you a winner.
You delivered.
Yeah, I felt good about that.
Century. No,
I owed you one in a big way. Really.
You know, the thing is, it's so much fun when we're together, when we can go, like when we're at the fights is truly like my favorite time to bet on the UFC. Cause you got fight. Like, and as the fight is finishing and then now they haven't even called up the next guys, you're looking at that little pamphlet they give with the fighters and you're like, okay, what do we like next? It's just like, there's so much to choose from. And then whether you're going just straight up on the fighter or you're taking a round or you're taking a method of winning, I really think it's one of the more fun things in my life that I've wagered. It might be one of my favorites.
I missed everything. I fell asleep at 9 o'clock. I got home from vacation. I unpacked. We got home around like 4. We ordered pizza because nobody was going to cook anything. And then tucked Dom in and just passed out in his bed. Woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, totally disoriented. Crawled
Did
up
you wake up a winner at least?
Well, yeah, because Bob gave Duplessis. So I took some of UFP stuff and hit a couple things.
He's good,
there,
man. He's really good.
But the UFC, again, like I left it on downstairs. I came downstairs this morning. The TV was on. I was all prepared to watch it. No. Nope.
So much fun. You know what they're doing in the last one? They had a sushi roller, which I've never seen in any of them, doing hand rolls. So they had three different options of hand rolls.
Wow.
They would put it in like the seaweed paper. Mm.
Is this Miami, though?
This is Vegas. Yeah, First time I've ever seen.
But you still said the Miami 15. Spread was better, though.
The sushi helped. I've never seen the sushi, okay. But Miami what spread is number options? One. They had a crab roll, which was like legit. It was really good. Spicy tuna, and then like a mushroom something. So I stayed away, obviously. Yeah, something like a veggie
probably,
type.
Probably for people who don't want to eat fish.
Yeah, but why not do an avocado roll or something?
Yeah. Like yeah.
I don't know. Brutal. I don't know.
All right, let's head to the D-Man. D-Man, what do you got?
I'm gonna sell. It drives me nuts every time. YouTube TV. I think it's unbelievable. It's to me the best option to get cable instead of cable now. I it's so easy. It's on the go. You have it on your phone. But man, it is so frustrating, and I don't know why. Every time I go into international waters, I go to Canada, I am like completely lost. Because I want to watch a game. I want to watch something. I want to turn on just to see.
You're right.
It's completely, I can't use it.
Wait, and is there no YouTube TV?
No, Canada. If you leave the States, you cannot use it. And I would be willing, Mikey, and I think a lot of people would be as well. I'd be willing to pay a premium that if I travel outside the country, I could pay an upgrade to like be able to still use it. And it doesn't make me real. I realize how much I use YouTube TV on my phone, like when I'm gone, and it's mostly for betting, I'll be honest. But like, it's like even to like watch the World Cup game, like I can't turn it on even if I don't have a wager. I feel like I'm naked. It's really, really bad, man. It's brutal. So I'm selling that. I'm not blaming YouTube, so to speak, but they gotta find a way that they can utilize because. You know, I travel to Canada multiple times a year, and it's like right now, 2.5 weeks. I'm like, trying to find streaming sites.
That is tough.
It's awful, man.
I remember for your wedding, I wanted to watch NFL preseason because it was late in August, and I wanted to watch some NFL preseason, and I had to download like DAZN or something crazy.
Yeah, that's so. But is that if you don't have cable out there?
Yeah, no. What happened?
Is that if you don't have cable out there?
Well, no, they just have something different here, Bob. They don't have you. Like my dad, I was showing him the YouTube TV. He's like, how much you pay a month for that? I told him, he's like, we should just order it. I'm like, Dad, you can't. So they got to figure out a way. It's like, by the way, traveling to Canada, it's not like you're traveling to fucking, you know, Turks and Caicos.
It's the same
like,
continent.
It's the
I mean,
same.
It's,
you know?
Yeah, it's not.
Essentially right there. They got to find a way to like utilize it. I'm sure that they are trying to, but it's just like, man, I love YouTube TV. It is the best.
Those wildfires, not by Vancouver, right?
No.
Where is that? Where was that by?
Quebec.
Dude, we were getting fucking killed up here with that, with the residual from that. We were getting, it just cleared out yesterday. Literally just cleared out yesterday. It was so bad.
What's going on, man? It's happened multiple times in the last several years.
I know. I know.
There was it last year or 2 years ago? It was horrendous.
It was when the Breezy
FD went to fucking golf with
Fubi.
Fubi.
Oh,
yeah. They were wearing Bella Clava. How about we just cancel the tea time? Yeah, FD's out there with a Bella Clava on. So
wasn't canceling a tea time at Upper Montclair, hole. Dude. That wasn't going to happen. You
remember that, Bob? You have that picture? They sent us a selfie and you couldn't even see
the sky was fucking blood orange. It was nuts.
I don't know how you saw your ball.
That was the weekend. That was the weekend we almost canceled the Breezy Open in New York because it was so bad. That was
the air quality was at like dangerous levels. And FP's going to play a fucking round of golf with FUBU. They're like, don't go outside unless you have to. And these guys are out there just meddling about the haze.
Hey, listen, tea time at Upper Montclair. Not something you want to throw out, dude. That's man, a nice tea time.
So good.
It's so like true. He didn't make it. It's like, what did he do? Was he trying to save someone? No, he had a tea time. He couldn't cancel. Like,
oh man.
Oh my god. That was one of the funnier photos I've seen, man.
Technically count as a sell on Canada or just non?
I don't know. I think it's like Mikey, how would I?
I would say that? it's a sell on international YouTube. TV. YouTube TV needs an international solution.
And by the way, you think with how big YouTube is now, they should be global. Like,
let me tell you, I just got the YouTube TV. Now, I had had it.
Good for you.
I had had it for the NFL package because I need. No, didn't cut the cord. The cord still. I still have the cord. I'll never cut the cord, Bob. Until they pry it from my lifeless fucking hands, I'll have the. I'll have a cable box. Can't cut the cord. No, I won't. But I will. I will say this. The convenience of now being able to do the outside TV and just using the app and not having to drag a cable box out there is really, really nice. And like we were on the beach all week, I was watching the semifinal games on the beach on the phone, putting the Bluetooth on the speakers. We had the speakers going with the game. It was fucking, it really is a nice app. It's a nice app. It really is.
By the way,
good.
You would take in a situation like that, you'll take like a half second of delay for the convenience of
100%, because like I wouldn't even under normal circumstances, I wouldn't be able to watch it at all. So it's like the trade-off. And by the way, I mean, now with the technology, I'm not even on Wi-Fi out there and the quality is still pretty good for not being on a Wi-Fi either. I mean, it is a very good app. I'm surprised, Joe, like you said, they don't have some kind of option for when you're traveling out of the country that to have like something that, like you said, you could pay an extra whatever monthly fee for the time you'll be away or something, but I'm sure it'll get to that point because it's too good of an app not to, I would think.
YouTube is just to the moon, man.
It's good, man.
Remember when Google bought it and people were like, I don't know if that's a good purchase, man. I tell you what, Google knows what they're doing, man.
Yeah, they
you
don't miss
really. You know what's funny? Me and Jeff were watching the UFC yesterday and we saw a commercial for, I could have sworn I saw it right, Seahawks Patriots Wednesday night.
Yeah,
they're gonna start opening. Rolling out like it's such a money like to get it on like you know they had always had the Monday then they're like all right let's throw in the Thursday now they're just throwing in because it's just so there's so much money attached to
it. I made a post about that when they announced it. I did a hard post saying like what at what point are we like really like the NFL just wants to ruin relationships, wants the divorce rate to climb because they're just putting games on every single fucking day.
I mean you have
Thanksgiving, you have Black Friday, the day Black after Friday, Thanksgiving, yeah. You got Black Friday game, Saturday games, Thursday games, a Wednesday game, a Monday game,
Bears
Sunday.
Play. Don't
Sunday
the Bears
all day.
Play on Christmas and Thanksgiving this year?
Yes.
That's
yes. Like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, come on.
Christmas come on. Used to always be the NBA, and now you have like four games on Christmas for the NFL.
I saw a great meme yesterday after that. I don't know if you guys watched any of the France-England third place game for the World Cup.
That was crazy.
I saw a meme where it was like Roger Goodell in like the Spice Adams where he's behind the tree like licking his chops. And it's like it's like Roger Goodell seeing that the world that FIFA runs a third place game. Like he would add like the losers of the NFC, AFC championship game play each other the week before the Super Bowl in a third place game. Like I could just
like
the NFL, if they could squeeze any dollar out, the NFL will figure a way to squeeze the dollar out. They're masters of it.
The thing is, it's kind of like. Like you have two different takes on it. Like when you first see it, you're like, fuck, that's going to kill my Sunday slate because there's less games. And when the second slate of games, there's only like three games on, it's horrible.
Like on you're talking about the late afternoon, the 4 o'clock slate,
the second slate. Like you want to have like a full slate, but the alternative that doesn't bother is that me. you get football every day. It's like it's so special when you have football, even if it's like Titans Jaguars for the 50th time. You know, it's it's still nice.
I love the action. I love like all the being able to bet a million different things. But I got to be honest, like, I look forward to the one game windows where it's like you just focus on one. It's nice, in my opinion, right, Bob? Like, it's nice, in my opinion, to be able to sit back, not flip the channel a million times, not have to watch a quad octo box of a, and just be able to like the D-man. Don't like that. The D-man wants the octo box. He would take the quintuple box if he could. Give him 20 games. But I do like to lock in the one game, dude. Like, I like that after like that 1 o'clock slate is just so fucking chaotic by halftime. It's like, it's so hard to keep up with it.
The thing is with those, when you have to keep up with so many things, it's kind of like a stimulation overload.
It is, bro. It's like you're numb to it.
You have your fantasy guys going.
Right.
You have your plays going.
Yes.
Your team might be playing.
Yes.
Then you have like Bobby touchdown parlays was fucking money.
I love his touchdown.
But he was money. So then you're like, oh shit, I got a random Mike Evans playing in a Buccaneers game that I got to keep an eye on every time they go on offense. It's a stimulation overload, but it's fun.
Football's good to be back, boys.
We're not back yet.
Dude, six Saturdays away from college football. Six. That's it.
Yeah. I also love
college football. Killed me last year. I need a bounce back.
Dude, I can't wait, man. We're in such a prime. Like, also, too, for us in Florida, like, not only at the start of football season, it also means that summer's going away to where you hit that prime Jupiter season where it's coming into fall. The boys are going to be streaming.
You're not sweltering. Yeah. You got the Michael Jordan television coming in.
That's right. Yeah. That thing's going to be a bruiser. Beat her tomorrow.
I'm just saying collectively as a group here, and we need to look out for each other. We need to be better this year because we had way too many travel days on Sundays last year. It was horrendous. And it's just like your Sunday when you're traveling, you can't, even if you're trying to keep track on that phone, it's just you're in shambles.
Yes.
We have got to make sure that I'll even extend a day or push back a day. We have got to keep
We got to be more cognizant. I agree with that.
And now we have reason to with Bob HQ. Like, we really do now.
Correct. Prize Picks did us a big favor in more ways than one. That's for damn sure.
Responsibility to us and to the world.
Now let's go over to Michael. We're going to go to Michael, buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm going to sell. Bob had touched on it early in the episode. He had mentioned outdoor dining. Now look, I was just in a shore town for a week where it's lovely. It's very lovely what Cape May does with the Victorian bed and breakfast and the ambiance, and it's very lovely. It's lovely. In the middle of July, I just don't want to eat outside. I just don't want to eat outside. No disrespect to any of my family who enjoys eating outside. It's their trip. They could do whatever they'd like. I will sit through it. I think we did 4 out of the 7 meals outside. And most of them were fine. But again, you get the stray fly, the one fly that just doesn't want to go away, no matter what the restaurant does. And it's not the restaurant. I mean, the restaurants, they're clean. They take care of everything. But, you get the one rogue insect that just refuses to go away. You can't kill it. Fastest fly ever for whatever reason. The uncomfortability of now, I'd like to wear, maybe slacks instead of shorts. But now if we're eating outside, like, am I going to do that? And now is my legs going to stick? What type of chair are we dealing with outside? Because the furniture is never the same as the indoor furniture. You don't know what kind of chair you're going to get. You don't know what kind of seating arrangement it's going to be. Is it a picnic table? Is it regular? You don't know. So the outdoor dining the idea of it is fantastic. The look of it is fantastic, but the practicality of it, in my opinion, is to be questioned. And I'm selling it in the summertime, maybe in the fall, in some type of more comfortable. But in general, I'd rather be in a controlled temperature environment all the time when I'm
like, even when you sit in the winter or the fall, it's cold. If you don't have good heating systems, forget about it. And the food gets cold quick.
Like, yes. Like, there's certain dishes, even like Now you're putting me outside in the summer, and on your special menu, you have these magnificent sounding soups. There's a couple soups that sound wonderful. I'm not going to eat a bowl of hot it's soup true. Outside in 85 degree weather. That's
cacio pepe and 95 yeah. degree.
Like know? A big, big steaming bowl of clam chowder in 85. Yeah. Like it feels like I'm walking in clam chowder. I'm not going to eat clam chowder or on top
thick
of it.
Carbonara.
Yeah, like it just it to me, it's going to alter how I order. It's going to alter my ordering as now, well. So
I will say, if you're going for sushi or something, like we went to a seafood restaurant with Nicole, we were doing like hamachi or like tuna tataki and like or yeah. like sashimi well, and sushi. It's cold. That
yeah.
was nice.
That's lovely. Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, but I think it's a really good sell. I really do, especially after just having. Michael. I mean, we're at a good spot. We're having a great time. And then all of a sudden that heat just hits you. It's just, you know, there's outside. It's a very, very good sell. And without further ado, fellas, we're also going to get into the Ask Bob. But before that, me and the D-Man have a couple words for you. You didn't lose that client because of bad luck. You lost them because nobody picked up. They called, rang out seconds later. They were talking to your competitor. Every unanswered call is money walking right out the door. At some point, you got to stop, leave money on the table, and said, let's fucking Quo. Today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O, the business phone built so you never miss a call. All your calls, texts, and voicemails live in one place, so anyone on your team can pick up a conversation, see full history, and respond fast. Quo is the number one rated business phone on G2, trusted by over 90,000 businesses who rely on it to stay reachable and look professional every day. Money is on the line. Always say hello with Quo. Try Quo for free, plus get 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/dumb. That's quo.com/dumb. Thank you for sponsoring the Brilliant Dumb Show. Over to Peter tomorrow we go, and then we get into the Ask Bob.
Yeah, the Brilliant Dumb Show and the Ask Bob segment is also brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile took what's wrong with wireless and they made it right with premium wireless for only $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can even bring your current phone and your number. Choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. And right now, to get your new wireless plan that's just $15 a month, you can go to mintmobile.com/BDS. That's mintmobile.com/BDS. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at Mint Mobile. There's no catch. It's just there for you. We're happy to be working with them, and hopefully you will be with them too in very, very soon time.
Thank you very much, Peter. Very nice. Okay, boys, over to the Ask Bob. One for two last week.
That's great.
With also a botch on the 16th Chapel, which was really, really tough.
Our parents were howling, man. They were dying.
People love that.
That was a funny conversation with them, talking about that, just how brutal that was.
My dad said to me, he goes, you know, I think Bob's really smart, like in the sense I think he's playing into it. To like, I'm like, Dad, he's not playing into it. Like, that is what it is. Like, he really thought that you were making up the 16th. He's like, I don't believe it.
I appreciate him, you know, giving me the credit there. I wish that was the case. Fellas, do you need me to step away?
I do not either.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So neither needs to step away.
No.
Neither needs to step away. This is Ask Bob. I feel a big bounce back. Have you guys talked about what's going on in yours?
No, this is right. This is just right now. No previous discussion whatsoever between me and Joe this week.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it. I have no idea what he's going to ask. So
I really like it. I like that a lot.
I'll go ahead and start if you're ready, Bob.
Yeah, whoever won.
Go ahead, Joseph.
All right, Bob. This week, I'd like to ask you a question.
Well, yes.
And ask Bob. Bob, here's my question. If you're facing north, all right, you're facing north directionally, and you decide to turn 360 degrees, what direction will you now be facing?
North.
Oh, Oh, Bobby,
That is an insult. That is one of the biggest insults in the history of this show.
Come on, man.
That is absolutely brutal, dude.
Like, I don't know if it's just disrespectful to me. What if I said 90 degrees?
What would you be?
Well, let's not go. We didn't. Because initially
I was going to ask 90 degrees.
But you didn't. But you didn't.
That was not the question. The question was answered correctly. Let's keep it moving.
That was good. That was good, Bob.
And let's head over to Mikey.
Okay, Bob. My question this week is, I would like you to tell me, what is the freezing point of water in Fahrenheit? What is the freezing point of water in Fahrenheit? Joe, do you know?
I'm not.
Are you looking it up right now, Pete?
I don't know. I'm not.
Unless you know because of the Celsius. Right, is Canada on Celsius or Fahrenheit?
It's Celsius.
Oh, okay. So.
I now use Fahrenheit, but I did not grow up with Fahrenheit.
Do you know what it is in Celsius?
It's zero.
Okay, I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, so that's fine.
Pete, so you just looked that up.
I would say, if I had to guess, I would say it would be like
33. Well, don't guess. Well, why the fuck would you guess?
Because
he hasn't guessed yet.
Let him guess. Okay. I could be wrong. Bob, I could be. I don't know. I'm telling you. Or 32 or whatever it is.
This fucking guy.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm definitely not.
Are you going to tell me you didn't just go to look that up just now?
I swear on everything that is holy. I'm looking up a tennis score.
That I believe.
I mean, what do I have? I just proved that I don't know what it
is. Bob, do you have a guess?
I was going to say 0 degrees.
0 degrees Fahrenheit? No, it's not 0 degrees Fahrenheit. No.
That's definitely not the case.
No, I have no idea.
It is 32 degrees Fahrenheit is the freezing point for water.
Do you know why I say this?
Now, Petey goes, I don't know. What could it be? 33, 32? He goes,
I didn't know.
I have no idea. 33, 32?
I did not know, but I know that...
The difference is, I swear to God, Bob still thinks I'm looking it up.
Bob, you want to go VAR?
You want to go VAR check on that?
I think
if you roll that tape from what I saw.
Joe, do you know?
Can I ask you a question then? If I was looking it up, then why would I say I didn't know the answer?
Because I asked you, so you didn't want to get it right on the nose.
If I was going to look it up, I would not say that I didn't know the answer. I would give the answer. I said I didn't because it's Celsius.
Well, you gave the answer.
That's exactly what you did. I know the difference. If you're translating Celsius to Fahrenheit, you add like 32 or 33. So I know 0 degrees Celsius is the freezing point in Canada. So I would presume that if you're doing that for Fahrenheit, you would add 32 or 33.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. But I just want you to see the tape so you could see what I see. Joe, in fairness, you said you were looking up a tennis score. So when you asked the question, you can't fault me for that.
But if I was going to act like I knew when you asked, I wouldn't say that I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I just for the people to see, if you're not watching on YouTube, to see what I saw, and then to say that you were looking up a tennis score, you can't fault me for thinking that you were looking
up. I have Vukic's money line. I need him to come through here.
Okay, we are not.
This isn't Wimbledon's over, right? Or is this still Wimbledon?
No, this is like a Canadian tennis.
I was going to say, what tennis is on right now? I thought Wimbledon was over.
By the way, there's tennis on all hours of the day. There's tennis constantly.
I'm sure there is. But
meanwhile, I'm scratching and clawing this Burns play.
How are you doing with the Burns?
I don't know. I have no idea.
But at least Burns you could watch on television. Like, Joe, this is this on TV?
No, no.
I didn't think
it would be on YouTube TV.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you don't have enough today? Spain and Argentina in the
final?
To be honest,
I don't think I'm touching the game. I don't know.
Meaty, come on. You got to put a play in there.
Joe,
I know Mikey loves Spain, but I really believe that Argentina is going to win. And I would rather not put anything on it than to bet against my friend Michael.
That's fine. That's fine.
Because he told me he's putting a juicy play.
Whoa, an old smacker, huh? There, Mikey.
Listen, here's the thing about Spain.
Keep in mind, it's already people.
It's over. My old thing about this game was, like, again, Argentina, they played in a really poor group. They Cape Verde scored on them twice. They had to go to extra time with them. Egypt, they were down 2-0. They had to pull off a miracle against them. England, they had to pull off a miracle. This Spanish team is not conceding more than one goal. So if you're going to beat them, you better beat them 1-0, because they are not giving up more than a goal today. I don't think. Been on Spain since Euro 24. Spain, Joseph. Vamos, España.
Since Euro 24, I had a future on him in
Euro 24.
Hey, Bob, Mikey football.
Oh,
that's for footy investment.
24 and 9 on Cuzzy's Cup, Bob.
You have been hot. You have been
24 and 9 on Cuzzy's Cup. I know ball, Bob.
Since Euro 24.
Yes, that's correct. Ridiculous. It's not. We had a future on Spain to win the Euro Cup in 2024. It was a subs play, and now we've rode Spain, and we will continue to ride Spain into the night tonight in East Rutherford.
Would you then take Argentina to hedge?
I don't want to hedge, Joe. I just don't believe Argentina's going to beat him. Bro, I really don't.
Bubba Wallace is going to win a NASCAR today. He's going to be like, I've been watching Bubba Wallace.
See, that's preposterous. I never talk about that.
You know, he's a NASCAR guy. He's going to come out with that squirt jacket. You know,
Cuzzy doesn't know.
That's so bad, dude.
That he doesn't know.
There's a lot of things I don't know. A ton of things I don't know. But this is the problem. Is like I really tried to express my love of the game of soccer.
And people don't like it.
Are people giving you a hard time?
Yeah, they're like, well, what do you know about? I'm like, well, I don't, because like nobody's interested in it, so I'm not going to put out stuff like nobody's interested in betting. Well,
start putting out plays on like the Premier
League? Joe, I love the Premier. I love that. I love that. But people aren't into it the way they only want to know football, baseball.
I'm telling you, Mikey, these people would bet on fucking rooster cockfighting.
That's
if you
probably
gave
true, but I don't like to encourage gambling
winners,
on things like that.
You give winners people. People are going to eat them up for breakfast.
Easier said than done, Joe. You know, I'd love to give winners every day.
Mikey Premier, like Saturday morning play.
Sure, football's hard.
I want Mikey to do a show Sunday mornings from HQ, like a live show where we come in and he can bring us on as guests live from HQ. I think would be a lot of fun with some fan interaction.
Of course.
That's what I think would be really nice for Mike. And then, like, you know, he brings different people on. Different people are coming in. Sundays from HQ I think would be really, really cool.
I love it.
I'm all for that, too. I can't wait to have, you know, Mikey for the football season at that HQ with that proper insane TV. And, like, just, man, it's
good. That TV will deliver.
When is the arrival of that thing?
Like, it's a 6 to 8 week from the time you order it. So I ordered it last month, so it's coming. Probably.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get in there right before September.
How long does it take them to install it? Like 3 days.
Gotta go panel by panel, and then they set up the voice talk. The Jumbotron they set up, by the way, looks amazing.
Where's the Jumbotron?
Bro, it's black. Dude, it is so cool. It's nothing crazy. I say Jumbotron, but it's.
Yeah, okay, we know it's not a Jumbotron in a stadium. Like, we know that, but
yeah,
I didn't see it.
What we were going to pay to what they did. Right.
So it just shows the scores? Or what?
Bro,
it's
perfect. It's four TVs, like, around, and it's awesome. Like, it's getting there, man.
Concern about the big TV in the streaming room? Because we do know we have a lot of characters that like to stream, and a lot of them, there's a lot of talking going on. Are we nervous about a voice prompt making a sudden change to one of the TVs when we don't actually want it to? Is that a concern?
That's the risk you take.
Yeah,
that's the risky take.
We're gonna have to watch how sensitive that prompt
also,
is.
Also, maybe it just has one voice.
I would hope it's one master voice to unlock. But then again, like then if that person's not there.
Dude, imagine if Joe's the voice, like Joe's the one, like that TV would be thrown for an
That TV would get, I mean, you want to talk about product testing? I mean, that'd be like when they crash a Jeep 1,000 times, like into a wall, just to see like what the crash rating will be. That would be Joe's consumer testing on that television. It'll be ready for
on
war.
That TV. Oh, it is going to be
can we get six games at once?
You could get as many as you want.
That's sick, bro.
All right, let's get into it. Let's get into the top five, ladies and gentlemen. This is an EA top five. EA has been red hot with the top fives. And I gotta tell you, Mikey V continues. I thought I was gonna win that last week. I really did. I liked my list last week. He's got to be right on Joe and coming up towards me. I mean, I was up a ton on you. Joe is up a ton on you. Maybe you're one or two paces off Joe. We got to ask Tracker, but he is absolutely charging. Did you think you were going to win that one last week, Mikey?
No, I thought it was like even. I didn't know who would
Unreal.
Win it.
Unreal.
Didn't know who would win it.
Now, I'm excited to see this list. This one's going to be a funny one. This is going to be top five clothing brands. That's top five clothing brands. Mikey, I mean, I guess there's really not much more to it. I mean,
clothing and accessory, I believe. No, Bob.
What would an accessory be?
I guess just like a sunglasses brand or like a watches brand or like
something. Oh, that's
no. I
he
don't
said
think
clothing
so.
And accessories. That's why I thought we were.
Okay. Oh, Joe, did you plan? I just did clothing.
That's fine.
Mikey V took it home last week. Mikey, where would you like to pick?
I'll pick one, Bob.
If he does what I think he's going to do, he's probably going to win this week now, too.
All right, I'll go three. This is going to be an interesting one. I'm excited to see what the D-Man's got cooked up.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big part.
I don't know what I'm going to put, to be honest. I really
want to see what the D cooks up. Mikey, we're going to pan it over to you. Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't have much depth here. So it's one of those where I got to kind of hope that you guys don't. I got to hope you guys don't take someone on the list or else I could be in big trouble.
Yeah, number one overall. Everyone's favorite brand, the best brand in the business, in my opinion, especially when it comes to golf, athleisure, whatever you want, we always have it. It's Breezy Golf.
Man.
Breezy is the number
it's where
one.
It deserves to be
the number one clothing.
Good man. I had a feeling that was coming. It's the right move.
All right, it's me now, right?
It is.
I do just want to add before you go, Dave. We came out with those socks that with that Del Campo collab where it's got the FP. Birdie silhouette. Not only does it look sick, it's so comfy. I wore them yesterday. It's unreal.
Those socks are like all the rage now these days.
People love those. Yeah, to be honest, when they reached out, I didn't know too much about them. It's awesome.
At the second spot, I'm going to go with a company that was actually based and created in Vancouver. I've been enjoying for years, decades, you would say. That's Lululemon. I think it's versatile. They do sports, they do casual, they do a little bit of everything. Great boxers, by the way. Great boxers, great slides, Michael. Really,
yeah,
good slides.
good slide. Nice,
they do
nice.
A little bit of everything. So I'm gonna go with Lululemon. That's my first pick.
I almost took a second to get them. It's a good play.
They make a short sleeve button down that's slept on. Short sleeve button down like a dress shirt.
They're like casual, like kind of nice casual wear stuff. Mm-hmm. It's very enjoyable. All right, Bobo.
Okay, give me Nike.
Okay, yeah. That's a good one, yeah.
And give me... I'm going to go with Aloe. Give me Nike and give me Aloe.
All right, Bob took Nike. I'm going to take Adidas. I think Adidas do really, really good, like just like streetwear and like they have a little bit of everything as well. Go ahead, lock me in for Adidas.
It's going to be an interesting one, man.
Yeah, it is.
Very, very tough.
It is.
When you get deep, it just...
Yeah, no, it's difficult. It's difficult. I got back to back here. I am going to go with... This is another, it's a workout clothing. I don't know how to pronounce it. Viori.
Yeah.
Viori. Very nice. Really good compression shorts for working out. My favorite, like with the line shorts.
Solid.
And then on the way back, this is another apparel company that they got some really nice stuff as well, is Grayson. I think Grayson makes some really, really nice stuff. Shirts wise, again, short. I love a short sleeve button down shirt in the summertime, and they make a couple tremendous ones. So I'm going to go with Grayson.
That's a good one. Next one, I'll do like more like if you're going out, like you want to have a nice fit for like, you know, a nice dinner, or like, you know, you're going out to, you know, an event where you want to look good. Give me Zara. I think they have nice looking clothing that's like pretty reasonable in terms of the pricing. So it's not like you're going to spend a freaking fortune for a suit or like a dress shirt or something. I think they got a little bit of everything too. Really good made clothing, and it's not very expensive. So give me Zara, my second.
Yeah, I had them on there. Look, they're a competitor, but I respect them, and they're really, really good. It's really solid stuff. Give me Peter Millar. Yeah. I think it's good. Classy stuff. Tip of the cap. And then I will go with Calvin Klein. I think has always been really solid. It's not crazy priced, I don't think, either.
Joe, you took Zara. I'm sorry. I didn't write it down. And then, Bob, you took Peter Millar.
Peter Millar and Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein. Great underwear.
Yeah, really good.
Very much so.
Some of the best.
This is where it starts to get interesting
now. Oh, yeah. This is where it gets a little bit dicey.
I'm gonna go with the brand. Maybe a lot of people. If I take this, I'm done. I gotta take something that people know.
Take what you want to take, Pete.
Mm-hmm. I have one on my next one. You guys are going to be.
Mikey's been going with his gut, and it works.
You know what? I'm going to take what I'm wearing here right now. I always wear Breezy. I think Breezy's the best when it comes to anything. But I really like the Sunday Red stuff. I think it's like for like the some of the outerwear stuff that they have that we don't really do, like their vests and their different things. Like they do really good. So, and their shoes. Like that's the one thing I really, really enjoy. Their shoes are really good. So I'll go with Sunday Red. G4 is another one that I think is really good too. But Sunday Red, I'll take as my next pick. We gotta start doing some Breezy shoes, Bob. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that would be
area.
Down the road.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we don't have those. So like the Sunday Red shoes, if you ever golf, Mikey, they're really comfortable. So are the G4 ones. They're very nice.
Where do we go from here?
All right, I'm going to take I got back-to-back to finish off. This is this T-shirt. I've been wearing this T-shirt for my work T-shirt, undershirt, for the last, I would say, 5-6 years. I think they started as an Amazon storefront, and then they became their own. Called Into the AM. Into the AM makes these T-shirts. They're unbelievably form-fitting. My favorite black plain T-shirt on the planet, Into the AM. I think they fit so well. That's a brand I think, I don't know how many people are going to know it, but if you don't know it, I think it's great. And then the last one, I'm thinking along the works of like worker stuff, like stuff you got to do outdoors, jackets, jeans, heavier pants, hats. I'm going to go with Carhartt. I feel like Carhartt's been around long enough time. It's very durable. You could wear it to do anything. So I'm going to give Carhartt some love in the last spot there.
These are ones now that's just, it's tough because.
Very tough. Very tough.
Puma, or you're taking, I'm going to take a brand though that I really like, and it's like more upscale, like clothing, like dress shirts or like nice fitting shirts. No, it's not what you think actually, but Bob and I, we wear it sometimes, and it's really, really good. It's called Vince. Vince, I think, makes unbelievable, really good quality. I know you guys thought I was going to go with like Louis Vuitton or Gucci, but like, I don't really, to be completely honest, aside from like some shoes here or there, like and like a belt, I don't really have it.
The Gator belt.
It's not the old Gator leather.
The old croc skin.
I don't have one of those, but I would like one. But I'm saying like, outside of that, like I don't really own a lot of that stuff. Now, Vince, Bob, one year for Christmas got me a bunch of like dress shirts and like sweaters and like, and I, and even their t-shirts. Like if you want to get something that's like high end, really nice, it's definitely not on the cheap end, but it's very good quality. I'll go with Vince.
Okay. I'm going to go with it. It's cheap, but for what they got a little bit of everything. H&M. Give me H&M in the five, because you could find some good stuff in there. There's some good finds in there.
The only problem with H&M is you get one really good wear out of it, and then it's done.
And it goes on.
Bobby's got a powerful list here, I think.
Once it goes to like the washing cycles, then it's game over.
Yeah. All right, Michael, let's hear it.
All right, I had the first pick. I got Breezy, Viore, Grayson, Into the AM, and Carhartt. Joe has Lululemon, Adidas, Zara, Sunday Red, and Vince. Bob's got Nike, Aloe, Peter Mylar, Calvin Klein, and H&M. That's power. That's a lot of name.
Yeah,
power,
but you know what, Mikey? Breezy can get you a long way.
That I really Breezy believe it, as too. It should. Should get you a long way. It's the best in the business, especially when you save 10%.
This is one week I have no problem to lose if Mikey takes it. I really don't.
Yeah, that would be a good sign for Breezy. Tell you that much. All right. Well, fellas, a really, really nice let's go Sam Burns, of course, but a really nice, solid podcast for the boys. Who are you rooting for tennis-wise, Pete?
You just won, Vukic.
Okay, there you go. So
Very good.
That he was looking or anything.
I'll tell you what, though, Bob. I thought I was pretty good. I didn't really – I used to be really distracted during the podcast. I've made a conscious effort to really try to lock in for the pods.
As I should.
But Bob, I'll jump on the Sam Burns train. I'll join you.
Prize picks.
Water's warm.
And you know what? Maybe I'll even jump on Mikey Spain. Not for a lot, but just a taste.
Taste of those Spaniards.
What are you gonna? You're gonna the World Cup finals gonna go on. You're not gonna have any stake. You're not gonna have skin in the game.
I didn't touch yesterday.
Come on. Well, yesterday was a third place game. That's a little more understandable.
That does it for another episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Please do us a favor. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, we will see you next time.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.